Welcome to Cork, and welcome to the ferry. And I'm going to introduce you to a nook and a cranny of Cork, which is not very well known at all. It's terribly well known to the people who use it, who would probably say, who would probably think that everybody knows it. I'm driving onto a ferry. I'm driving onto a ferry that's going to take me across the Mersey. Oh no, sorry, not ferry across the Mersey, ferry across the Lee. And it's going to take me to the other side, and it's very, very quick. And I'm going to pay the man. Hello, can I have a return ticket, please?
€7, thank you.
€7, thanks a minute.
No problem.
What time do you stop running at night?
Last ferry in Cove is at 10 to 10, and the first ferry in Cove in the morning at 7 o'clock. And you can use the return ticket anytime you like. We basically run every 5 minutes or so. But the last ferry in Cove is 10 to 10, okay, bud?
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Great. I think you might have heard that. That's a man in a black hat, a black woolly hat, and one of these effervescent jackets, luminescent jackets, collecting the money with a little ticket machine that reminds me that I once was a bus conductor. Anyway. It says in front of me, stop when orange light flashes or when bell rings. Yeah, we're going to cross the River Lee now, and it won't take long to cross the River Lee. The Lee is entirely a river that has, you know, flows through Cork City. And this is on the east side of Cork City. And it's a handy way to get across the river, because otherwise you have to go through the Jacklet, a tunnel under the river, get to the other side, drive all the way around to get to Cove. Cove is where the Titanic left from on its maiden journey. That tragedy. And I'm now on a ferry, and I suddenly thought, oh my God, I'm going to Cove on a ferry. The Titanic, and you can imagine the associations, perhaps. There's one Peugeot van, 2001. Which I think belongs to the guy who's either driving this ferry or... and there's a car behind me, just one, so that's all. At this time of the year, it would hardly be a great money spinner. But it's one of the nicest ways to travel, I feel. I'm a little unsure about... I don't think it's being pulled across by big... steel or metal or iron pulleys. No, I don't think so. This is I think, in other words, this thing has an engine. We're about three-quarter ways across already. In terms of location in Cork, it's, I'm trying to remember where it is in relation to Blackrock Castle Cafe. Blackrock Castle Observatory. So that's a question I have. See, I'm not a total expert on Cork by any means. The other thing about it is that it takes us to the eastern bank of the river, the left bank. And out there towards Cove, I'll be straight onto the road and driving along. But it is a lovely moment. I think it maybe is a 3-minute crossing, so in that sense it fits in beautifully with the idea of come on the ferry and be mindful, practice mindfulness, which of course this isn't, but practice mindfulness on the ferry while crossing the river every morning, let's say, on your way to work, or perhaps even taking your kids to school. So I doubt very many people from Cove would take their kids on this ferry into school in town, but I might be wrong. And here we are, we're about to hit the shore on the other side. You'll feel the bump. You won't feel it was so soft. engine goes on. So this is the ferry. This is, it runs from Passage on one side. Let's call Passage East, I think, to be accurate. And it takes me over here. And in front of me is, go left into Cork, 21 kilometres, the wrong, go to Cove Golf Club at Marina Point, an 18-hole golf course, and turn right to Cove itself, which is 3.5 kilometres, and 6 kilometres to Ballymore, and Great Island Car Rentals, and a leisure centre, and something else. So, here we go. I'm off to a meeting, and thank you very much for listening to this little corner of Cork. There might be another audioboo made a long time ago on that ferry as well. So, I better try and find out what hashtag I put on the other one so that those of you who are collecting audioboos of ferry journeys in the world, perhaps Christian Payne documentally, would have been on some ferry journeys. If there are any of you using audioboo in Norway, I imagine you've been on ferry journeys. I'm pretty certain that Jane Boyd over there in Vancouver must be on some ferry journeys. I don't know about Nick Kellett. He doesn't actually live near a ferry. But those of you in New York, the Staten Island ferry, yeah, we could have a collection of audios done from ferries. Actually, McColgan is big into, he still hopes to, or he declares publicly, he hopes to retire, whatever that means, to the west of Scotland. And there are ferries in the west of Scotland out to the, you know, the between the Highlands and Islands. And of course, there's the Greenwich Ferry, the ferry that takes you up. And of course, then we have RJNet's experience on, well, they don't call them ferries, but experience on the water in Venice. So there's more legs in this idea about audioboos from a boat transporting people to places that they want to go to than one might have thought. Yeah, there we are. I don't think we'll include people who do audioboos from yachts. I think they're a different genre, actually. So those of you who are, you know, using audioboo on your racing yachts, but we won't have you on this. But ferries to France, ferries on Brittany, ferries to France, Stena Line to France, or Britain for that matter. Actually, when I think about it, there are quite a lot of opportunities to make audio on the water. Okay, all the best. Bye.